I was reading through a bit of the Psalms earlier today, reading some of David's words that he's writing out. David talking about God being his refuge. David was a cowboy, like as a shepherd out there fending off lions and bears and, you know, protecting his sheep. He was a cowboy. Maybe that's not a good comparison. He knew who the maker was. And he knew how tiny he was in comparison to the maker. He had no phone, no TikTok, not too many distractions. What he had was a childhood full of sleeping out under the night sky, watching sheep. No doubt the presence of God under those night skies tattooed itself to him forever. But he writes this in Psalm 62, "Find rest, my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him." He's been a king by this point, saying, my soul finds rest in you, God alone. The same God that was there on those presence of God-filled night skies when he was watching sheep is now in a palace, having gone through some heartache, and he's saying, my soul finds rest in God alone. The king says, he alone, God alone is my rock, and God alone is my salvation. Not these walls here in Jerusalem, but God is my fortress, and I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock and my fortress. So trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. David experienced trauma, lots of it. But I think about how the closeness with God from a young age stayed with him forever, even as he went through his trauma, even ending his life with his children trying to kill him and hiding in caves. You know, he's not living luxurious palace life anymore. Went through real trauma, but he knew who he was in God's eyes, and he knew the massiveness of God. Let that encourage you today. If you're experiencing heartache and difficulty, ask that God would open the eyes of your heart and give you wisdom to know who you are in him, and to know the magnificence of the Almighty God, the expanse, the mightiness. God, we pray that to you today, that you would come and reveal to each of our hearts that you are not Sunday school flannel board God. You are stretches out the universe further than we could ever see, God. You are send down pillars of fire to protect the Israelites, God. You are raising the dead, God, and there is none like you. So would you come and reveal those truths to our heart? Remind us that you're trustworthy. As David says, you are a rock, fortress, shelter, and we can rest in the shadow of your wings today.